time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler. Once again for Insight with Jack Stogler.
That again. Don't know how that got started again, but okay, here we go. Now we are here live, and it said with Jack Stogler, but Jack Stogler isn't here. He ran off, and he is leaving us all by ourselves. But in his place, one of our guests tonight is his lovely daughter. We have four lovely ladies plus Megan. Tonight with us. I'll let you girls introduce yourself and tell us what you're gonna talk about tonight. Yeah. Sorry, Megan, I couldn't help myself.
I'm a little offended.
Only a little? I'll try again.
I'll try harder.
Well, thanks for having us, Neil. Tonight we have some of the committee members of the Sawyer Overman Memorial Ninja Park Benefit Committee. I'm Ashley Overman.
I'm Abby Timmerman.
I'm the prettiest one in the room, Megan Wendell.
Danielle Deuce.
And Lisa Overman, Sawyer's mom.
Awesome. So we're going to be talking about the Ninja Park and other things. I know you guys have been raising some money here and there and working on things. And I believe that there is some kind of pretty big-ish news, maybe not brand new, but
exciting.
Not very long that it's been more or less finalized. Is that correct?
Yes.
We'll
leave Sawyer's mom do that.
Yeah.
All right. So we are very excited and grateful to announce we have obtained the land for the Ninja Park thanks to a very generous donor. It will be in the community park, and the donor was Buzz and Pat Hall, so we cannot thank them enough for this.
Yep.
This has kind of made our little dream come true. If you go to the community park, it is on the west side of the batting cages.
Yeah, so right it's across the Paul Stogler walking trail. And
it's currently a field right now, but there's stakes out.
And I think that's going to cause some problems for Bob Stogler and his grandchildren.
Oh,
that's
the deer?
The deer. There's a deer out there, and they like to go try to catch the deer somehow. And so,
sorry, Baba.
That deer will still be there.
We'll get Lane and Will and JoJo something a little bigger and better.
So where do we want to start? What do we want to talk about?
So we can talk about what we've been doing. So we've been planning benefits, trying to raise money for this Ninja Park to benefit, everybody in our community and to remember our sweet little Sawyer.
So far we have been able to raise approximately $134,000.
Selling cookies?
Selling cookies, that's it.
Yep.
Megan selling cookies.
No. So you raised $1.34?
And it literally has come from something as simple as kids having lemonade stands.
Yeah.
Individuals that are donating. We have been very fortunate to be on the receiving end of a lot of just kind things. And it's pretty cool, as parents to watch their kids do this too, because they're giving back to the community too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great way to show kids that even little things, if they put out a little bit of effort, they can really help people. And, a little bit here and there turns up to be $134,000. There takes some larger donations too, but if you make a few bucks with a lemonade stand, you're helping, and that's a great thing to teach our kids. And I think most of the kids in this community understand that because they see that happen with a lot of different things.
Yeah, just even like around his birthday, they did a Cents for Sawyer at school.
Yeah.
Their goal was to raise $2,000, and they raised well over $8,000. So we were blown away with that.
Isn't that awesome? And I saw pictures of those kids, and they couldn't have been happier. They were so proud of what they did and so happy to just be helping. That's a great lesson for kids to learn, and they looks like every kid in our school got it and just they understand, and it's just fantastic that kids are doing that. So
probably one of the biggest events we had as a fundraiser for this was this past June in 2022, we had a Sawyer Overman wiffle ball tournament, and it was a full weekend. And I'll let one of the other committee members kind of talk about that weekend, but it was a wonderful fundraiser for us, and it was fun had by all.
Maybe too much fun.
Yeah.
So like last year, we had the Cosmic Bingo on Friday night, which I would say was a huge hit.
That was out at One Lean Sports
correct,
Club.
Yes. Yep. And that's where this year's will also be at, same
yep.
place.
Yep.
And that had nothing to do with Bubba and Bill. So,
yeah, they may be called Bingo and made it fun.
Yes. We appreciated that.
Yes.
I think there was 250 tickets sold for that, and there was not an empty seat. So it was a great time. And then the next day?
We started off with the wiffle ball tournament starting. How many teams were there? Do we know?
I'm thinking like 27 teams.
We're just shocked by the amount of teams.
Yeah.
Kids, adults, everybody having fun. From all over, yes. Yeah. Not just even our community.
Yeah, Coldwater, St. Henry.
Yeah.
It was great to see.
Yeah, I know several people of various ages that got their buddies and cousins and stuff from other towns to come and participate.
And actually, our big announcement is the committee members are pulling a team together this year. Right, girls?
Wait. Okay. I do not agree to that.
They're all hoping to be on the bench drinking out of the water cooler.
They would have been good at that last year.
Yes. Oh, also, having the fire truck out there was pretty cool.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the grease-ups, Scott bringing that out there.
With really a giant flag. And mm-hmm. Yep. They're happy to do that with any kind of event that's going on, and it's impressive, and people appreciate it, and they like to I guess you call it show it off, but that's not really what they're doing.
They're just proud.
Yes. Yeah.
We also had inflatables the whole weekend for the kids.
It's a fun event for all ages.
Am I remembering right, or am I thinking of something different where there's all kinds of like silent auctions and that kind of thing?
Yeah. There was.
Okay, I was thinking that was... I get out there several times, and lots of people have silent auctions out there. I'm pretty sure you had some pretty neat stuff for that, too.
Yeah, like
we had a silent auction, bucket raffles, and a live auction, and you won't want to miss that because it's Kyle Deuce.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yep. It was his first debut as an auctioneer last year, and he'll be back this year, so we're excited for that.
Yeah, he did a great job.
We also had a gun raffle ticket sales that they pulled the tickets that night as well.
Yep.
Went over very well.
I did. Yeah. And we had 50-50 both nights.
It's a party.
It is.
With lots of stuff.
Yeah, and then on Friday night after the bingo, we donated... We donated the 50-50, half of that, to Jay Swepker. Yeah. So I think... help out another community member. And I think that's kind of our plan this year, too, to pick another family to donate half of that, too, as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's just awesome.
So the dates this year for this is going to be June 9th and 10th. So make sure you mark your calendars. We'd love to see everyone out there.
Is that Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's camping, and you can start pulling campers out Thursday. It's just a fun weekend.
Now, who do they contact if somebody wants to put a team in that? Is that, are you guys ready to start getting teams in, or just watch the Facebook page
for
May-ish or something like that when it gets closer to the date?
I'd say around May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
so just keep watching their Facebook page. And what is the Facebook page, and or do you have a website?
We do not have a website, but the Facebook page is it's Sawyer Overman Annual Wiffle Ball Benefit Weekend.
Okay. Awesome. So if you're, put one together and when they open it up, have it ready to go And so I saw quite a bit of it of various ages, and everybody was having a lot of fun. But there were some teenage guys, like high school guys, that are really good. And everybody's going to want them on their team this year. So get those guys lined up on your team.
I'm sorry, teams. We just claimed Neil as our pitcher.
Well, I can promise you, with my bad shoulders, I can't throw a wiffle ball from here to the wall.
All right.
But if you'll go out there and play, I'll go out and try to pitch. But
I'm
nobody
pretty
will be
busy
able to
that weekend
it.
Doing other things.
Okay, me
These
too
girls
then.
Can.
So. So that we talked a little bit about the wiffle ball things. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some other stuff here, and we'll get into all the details of all the things that's involved in this, and just get you all the information you want. And of course, everything will be in the archives and ready to go later. So be back in just a couple minutes.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We're the Fort Recovery Lady Indians softball team, and I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Ella Shane.
I'm Emma Will.
I'm Ava Shane.
And I'm Jenna Holman.
And we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser. The tickets are just $9 each, and you get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, applesauce, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 12th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at the St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and they'll also be available at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners, available on Sunday, March 12th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets by early March. Get them today.
We appreciate all of your continuous support.
Bye.
Love ya.
Welcome back to Insight.
Come back to
and
Insight.
We have the ladies from the Sawyer Overman Committee. I don't know. I know we have the right. We've been talking about the wiffle ball tournament and all of that. So we have all kinds of things going on. And of course, before the Insight, we listened to the ladies' basketball game. We came out and we're up. I'm going to say 8 points, maybe it. At halftime, Callie Wendell was throwing in threes like nobody's business, and
attagirl.
And they got on her pretty much in the second half, slowed her down and slowed us down, but we still came out very respectable, 44-33 loss, and so the Lady Indians in their tournament run, but did a very respectable job and won, counting that game. At the end of the season, they were 7-6. They were no wins and 9 losses to start, and then they've kind of got their footing under them and played very well after that. So a good season for our Lady Indians. So now we'll get back to talking about the do we want to kind of describe what the Ninja Park is, and we want to get into that later, or want to just start on that now?
Just start on it now,
yeah.
Lisa.
So the Ninja Park, it's like an obstacle park with all different kinds of challenges, things to get over, and just different obstacles.
Things to get over, like heartbreak.
obstacles.
Sorry.
But so how this all became was we actually went to Salina's Ninja Park, and Sawyer had been there with his brothers and grandma, and he loved it, and he's very competitive. So he had to do all those challenges and obstacles until he got it, and he has to beat his brothers and cousins all the time, because that was Sawyer, very competitive. But so we had went there with some of my friends after going to the Walpock pool, yep. And I just said, you know, I think this would be cool to do in memory of Sawyer someday. And little did I know, just saying that, my friends were really, they were ready to go with that and surprised us on his one-year anniversary of when he went to heaven with the fundraising they had been doing, which started with just raising or selling T-shirts, the Four Sawyer shirts that you see everybody wearing. So started with that, and then they got quotes, and we were kind of surprised how much it was going to cost. And we're like, oh, this probably isn't going to happen, but you know what?
Yeah, the stuff that's approved by the government to use for playground equipment isn't the stuff like I grew up on, for sure.
No.
I don't know if we'd had swings when I was young, if they all had to be that. You know, the equipment down at the Fort Site Park, probably not one piece of that it would be allowed to be used and installed anymore. And I don't remember. Everybody falls off the monkey bars and breaks an arm someday, but that happens all the time.
Godmother.
But you know, you can fall off of anything that's very high and do that. So anyway, the playground equipment is expensive it's unreal.
Yeah. So, and you know, Sawyer, he was an adventurous, outdoorsy kid, very competitive, very athletic. You know, loved anything with competition. So they are bound and determined to make this happen, and so are we. But we don't really have the exact quote right now. But I can't even get a ballpark figure. But
no, we're just happy to get the land. Like, this was a huge step. It was kind of hard for us to establish or get any numbers until we, you know, knew what we were kind of working with down there. So, and we also do need to, you know, we shouted out to Buzz Hall, but Randy Diller also helped us out a lot with the village. So we're very appreciative of him, all of his time and hard work that he put into this as well.
Yeah, he does, having had like small conversations with him from time to time, he wants this project to happen.
Yes, he does.
It's neat, and the reason for it is even cooler. That's what we do around here. You know, it kind of is. Everybody's going to pitch in and do what they can, and you know, he can do some administrative things and pull some strings, and somebody else can throw a whole bunch of money. Other people can, like the kids at school. Instead of raising $2,000, raise $8,000.
It's still unbelievable to me.
That's basically $1,000 for each class, you know, first through eighth. $1,000 from kids. You know, if there's 20 a class, that's $50 a kid. Right. It's pennies. You know, but they add up to $8,000. It's just, so. Yeah, go ahead with what you're going ahead. Are you get something there, Ashley?
Well, what I was just going to say is I think that's a testament just to how giving the community's been, and especially with this, but with other things too. I know we were talking earlier about the gala, but ever since we started this, people have just been so generous with you know, the Sense for Sawyer, like they mentioned earlier, the lemonade stand. When we had the benefit, we were just blown away with the amount of money just in that weekend that was donated. I think just from that the benefit weekend back in June, it was almost 90,000?
85,000 approximately, yeah.
Just from one weekend. And that's, you know, we had so many businesses donate baskets for the tickets. We had so many people donate handmade items for the silent auction. The way that the community comes together to pull together for something in memory of a Sawyer who was taken too soon. It's just, it's heartwarming.
And lots of people like myself never got to know him. But just knowing kind of where he's coming from, I'd like that kid. Right. I would love that kid.
He was a pretty cool kid. He was.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's even cool now. Like, just my kids, still every day, Miles draws a picture with Sawyer in it. It says, for Sawyer. Because I've given...
Oh, I have a whole box
of papers that he draws. Like, it's, I think it's neat doing this is keeping his memory with us all. I mean, because my twins were five, so they were little, but they knew him yet. And they just, they get to remember him this way.
Yeah.
And his classmates, it's a great way for his classmates to remember him.
Yes, it is. And, it, you know, it's just, it seems like nothing happens in the that age group a year or two either side of him without somebody saying something about him or the Ninja Park or something. Right. You know, it's just, you know, just
I
awesome.
I think the school still has a frog or a cardinal.
There's a cardinal, and I heard one teacher does have a frog in the classroom for Sawyer.
But our school. He follows that class, his graduating class, a frog follows, correct?
That I'm not sure of, but they have his picture and a little plaque of him, and he's got a class each year. So this year, I think Mrs. Winter is his honorary teacher. But
like, isn't that neat?
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
But why wouldn't everybody do that all the time? You know, it's I don't think it's something that people have done before, but it's not surprising that we would do it. You know, because why not?
Yeah.
Just so Ninja Park. What all kinds of things are on there? Do you have certain things figured out already, or is it going to be kind of see what the kids might like, or how's that going to go?
We do want to get, like, we have had gotten some involvement with his cousins and his friends, but we want to get more of their opinion, but we're working on the design right now with a company that will hopefully design this for us.
And maybe make some good suggestions on what's popular in other places. Is there going to be a lot of preparation of the ground, or is it kind of just, you know, it's not like hilly or anything. It should be pretty easy.
We're a bunch of women. We really don't know the answer to that.
Doesn't that just fall into place? Like, it just happens.
Megan's going to bring her excavator out there and a couple of
things. Excavator warmed up, ready to go.
Yeah, it sounds like a Randy Diller thing that just magically happens, the way Randy does stuff.
Actually got a really cool text.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Sawyer. Says 90% of the time for baseball and basketball, the boys break it out to for Sawyer.
It's
really cool. When they were in their baseball tournament last year, just the chanting of for Sawyer.
I got
makes me emotional.
Several texts throughout your tournament, and I think I was crying the whole time, and I wasn't even there. Just how they could feel Sawyer there with them, and they won the championship. And
of course they did.
We even got a ring for Sawyer, so that's up on our little shelf with his picture. And
I think I saw a picture on Facebook today of all those kids with their ring.
Oh yeah.
I thought, man, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
And I even get just random texts. So for Sawyer's first birthday in heaven, his class, and I think the whole school got to come out for it, but his class all released a balloon to heaven, and they dedicated a tree to Sawyer by the playground. And I get texts from teachers all the time saying, you know, I was on recess duty, and it was so cool to see all the kids run out and, you know, talk to Sawyer for a little bit before they even came in for recess. And so they're just always getting little pictures kids make, and, you know, they put a little for Sawyer on it, but they're making that picture for Sawyer. It's just really neat to see that.
What a positive impact,
like,
a little boy has made. It's just heartwarming.
Huge
impact,
And I don't know who, I think I overheard a conversation a couple of weeks ago, years ago, whatever it was, somewhere, and a couple of parents were talking, and one of them said something about their son talks to Sawyer all the time, and they hear from him. Might not be words, but there's something that goes on, and they, you know, they don't even think twice about it. They know he's, you know, he gives them the thumbs up or whatever it might be. Something just happens that they know that he's with them.
That's cool.
And it
that's
just
cool.
And I I didn't want to start asking questions. I didn't want to butt in, but
I was just going to say, I have chills. That's awesome.
And I don't think that's unusual with that group of kids.
No.
So other like obstacle type of things. So if somebody would, like you said, Salina has one. Where is it? Isn't that new park?
No.
Okay.
It's by the Huffy Pond.
Oh, okay, yeah. So East View Park, I believe, is what it is. So that all connects over with Montgomery Field, where the that's all that same big park. But if you park over at Montgomery Field, you have to walk through a whole bunch of stuff to get there, or you can park at East View and get to Tour of Three Diamonds and some other things there. So if you kind of want to get an idea, it might not be those exact things, but it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen I think there's a TV show called, like, American Ninja Warrior or something that.
Yes.
So it's along those lines, but for children. So, just another thing to be competitive, kind of like an American Gladiator for kids type thing. Just fun. I mean, my girls are not athletic in the least, and they enjoyed doing it when we went to the one in Salina. So it really is something for the entire community to enjoy.
That's good, and maybe just like people want to just go out and watch the kids fall down and do stuff.
I've actually done it with my kids.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got a bad knee.
I've got a bad knee.
Before or now?
Now.
Now that you've done
summer.
It.
This past summer.
And did that cause it?
Oh, don't
worry. I rode a real bull one day, and it bucked me off.
Macarena.
Now that I'm thinking about that, what age group does this... is this for? Is this up to age 8, 12, 50?
Oh, I really would say.
Look at how old Megan is. I mean,
50.
Oh, so 82?
I'm walking out.
Well, you might be stumbling out, or hobbling out with your bad knee. I'm sure it's aiming at kind of young-ish
kids. Obviously
kid, but,
young kids.
But yeah.
I think that competitive factor is fun for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where it's like my kids were doing it. I'm like, yep.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it too.
So it's not like fragile stuff where if somebody 250 pounds decides to get on there, it's not going to break.
No.
Okay, so that's kind of what I was thinking, because I'm in my head, I'm seeing all these guys thinking, well, I can do that and you can't. And then they go out there and then you start breaking stuff. So it's all good, strong stuff that they're not going to break if they decide to go out and do stupid stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's why we're... I mean, I know we're still going through the blueprint phase, but I think that's another reason why we want to do it right. And so it might be a little more expensive. It might take a little more time, but we want to do it justice. We want it to last a long time. And we want it to be a fantastic memorial to Sawyer.
Yeah, you don't want to slap stuff together and say, here we go, and then hope it turns out okay and doesn't fall apart in 2 years. Yeah, so, yeah, that's, you know, I know everybody wants to have it done, especially the kids, but...
be patient with us.
Yeah, doing it halfway is not the right way, and... I'm sure the kids think parents are made of money. Well, why don't you just give them $250,000 and get it done?
If there's any of those parents out there, let us know.
So, as far as funding, do you have any idea what percentage you have of what you'll need? Or are you still trying to get that with the projected costs of various things?
Yeah, still trying to get that. Because we don't have the final quote what it will be, but we have almost $135,000 that we have raised so far. So
that's big. And if you can get even $50,000 in the benefit this, I guess it's technically spring in early June, but still this summer, and you know, just build on that. But one thing that I've seen happen on a number of different projects, you can have this really good idea, and everybody says, oh, that's a great idea. Where are you going to put it? Not sure yet. Now you're sure.
Yes. It's a good feeling to have.
And that's when people go, okay, this is going to happen.
It's real.
I think, and now this is something for people to think about, and we have several people that claim they do this. I don't get to see it. But when they get their income tax refund, they're going to donate some money to our Christmas fund,
yes.
The Fort Carrillo Christmas Fund. Yes. That is a very good thing to, and a lot of people, if they're doing well in life and they get this chunk of money, $1,000, $2,000, some people get $5,000 income tax refunds, a lot of them tend to decide to give it away, or at least part of it away. And if you just decide you're going to give whatever you get on as an income tax refund, 5%, 10%, 25% to some charity, and it can definitely be for Sawyer, that's a very good thing to do with that extra money instead of just splurging it and going out and buy 38 pairs of shoes, you know.
Yes.
Right. And we actually are our own 501c3.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I was pretty sure you had something like that.
Yeah. So, and if anybody, you know, does want to donate, there's no amount too small. Like I said,
right.
Lemonade stands add up.
Yes.
The address for that is, it's the Sawyer Overman Memorial. It's P.O. Box 341, and that's in Fort Recovery. We also have a Venmo, and that is at Sawyer Overman Memorial. You can donate at either places. And like I said, no amount is too small. We're grateful for anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've told this story several times. The largest, the biggest, not the largest, but the biggest donation we ever got for our Christmas fund was a mother who came into our studio 2 days after our first one. Two little girls. One of them gave us $1. The other one gave us $3.04.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Oh, is that money your mom gave you to give to us?" "No, we saved money from buying our Christmas gifts for our family so we could give it to somebody that was really needing it." And I about fell over. And a man who had donated $500 that night came in to write another $500 check.
Aww.
And he saw Bob Stogler and I sitting there with our faces just, you know, he said, "What's wrong?" And we told him the story. He said, "I feel bad. I only gave $1,000. They gave everything they had."
Right.
And that's that's the biggest donation we ever got.
So true.
That's exactly, and that happens all the time. We get kids coming up to the Christmas show giving us change, giving us money they save from this, from that. They have, and we talked about it earlier, they understand what it means to help people, and you get a lot from that yourself in addition to helping other people. And just those little, that $4.04 was the biggest donation we ever got.
Yep.
And that's huge.
I remember several conversations during the Sense for Sawyer, which was over, what, a week or two? I heard so many times in just that small time frame of kids going to their own piggy banks and going to their parents and just, you know,
grandmas
lifting up.
Yeah,
yeah, grandmas and grandpas and lifting up couch cushions to find every cent they could to donate towards a good cause. And it's really an invaluable lesson that we're given to children, and we're giving them a way to give back when they may feel like they don't know how to help. And every little bit helps, and in this way, they're going to get something in return. It's going to be something that benefits the whole community.
Yes, it does. And everybody gets that really good feeling because you've helped somebody. And I don't know how you, I don't know if there's a way you can top that, just to be able to help somebody. And it wasn't any of them going to grandpa so-and-so that just won the lottery and getting $10,000. It was all these kids with pennies and dimes and just stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and it's great. Let's take a quick break again, and we'll come back and talk about more For Sawyer stuff. Be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 a piece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club.
Okay. Welcome back to Insight, and we are talking with the folks from the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee. And so this year's benefit, that's coming up early June. So do we have some details we want to share about that?
So one of the things before we get to the benefit that I wanted to share is off and on over the last few years, we have opened up the apparel website for anyone to purchase any type of T-shirts, sweatshirts, blankets, hats. We've had a variety of things available for purchase, and all of the proceeds go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Benefit. We're hoping that opens back up in April timeframe. We continue to kind of add items to it, and it
you'll announce
to grow.
That on your Facebook page.
Yes,
that when
yes.
That happens.
So hopefully, just go like that Facebook page.
Yes,
right
go
now.
Like the
yes.
Facebook page, and when that happens, it will show up on your feed.
That'll be and coming out soon.
The shirts are so comfortable.
Yep, my favorite.
And for the benefit coming up in June
9th and 10th.
So the benefit is June 9th and 10th. We have a lot of the same things as last year planned, and even better this year. So Friday night we have the bingo.
Is that the cosmic kind
cosmic
of bingo,
bingo
stuff that
we've heard a lot of positive things about? And it
yeah,
was
people
a
love
bingo.
That stuff.
I think Megan's wearing a white T-shirt that night. Also. Yes.
So she'll glow.
To glow. Yeah. It's all about Megan.
Because her face usually glows anyway, because it just beams.
With, she's just radiant.
Aww. She's just a radiant person.
Guys, I'm blushing.
And then, at dusk, we last year, and we're going to do it this year again. We sent we wrote messages or sent lanterns to heaven, to all of our loved ones in heaven. And we also had Russell Bergman with his DJ system out there. He donated his time out there, so we can't thank him enough for that. And he'll be out there Saturday afternoon.
He's kind of one of your neighbors, right?
Yeah, and he was a classmate of ours. So
he is.
He went to school?
Yeah. I think a few of the boys Sorry. Learned a few new dance moves from him as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, no.
We're appreciative of all he's done, too. He's been very helpful.
He's a character, and I love him.
Yes.
He's awesome.
So then on Saturday, we have the Wiffle Ball Tournament, and food trucks coming. We have Wendell's Barbecue, Heavy Smokers Barbecue, and we have Kona Ice this year, so I'm sure the kids will be excited about that.
Yep, that'll cost the parents a billion dollars, but the Kona Ice is going to be a big deal. Try to make a deal where you get 50% of their profits.
And we'll also have concessions available. We'll have jumpy houses, face painting, and then we'll have all the raffles, too. And then also, we just found out Green Sands has been willing to donate their time and their talent to play out there Saturday night. So they'll be out there from 9 to midnight.
Is that a rock and roll cover band? Is that what I remember?
It's actually an FR local now. Yeah. Dean Zanger just joined that band.
Okay. Yeah.
They played a little bit last year at the Jubilee. Mm-hmm. Like it was just the acoustic, but
yeah. But I think they do kind of rock covers, or are they country? I can't remember which. So we'll find out. Rock. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so we're very, very appreciative to them, too, for that donation.
Yep. So that's going to be which night?
That's Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay,
yes.
Yep.
And there's camping all weekend.
Now, you did say Russell's playing disc jockey on Friday night and Green Sands on Saturday. Okay.
Yes. And then Russell will be out there Saturday afternoon, too, playing.
Oh, okay. Yep. What you
really
have there, Abby?
We're pulling for Sandy Overman to sing the national anthem this year before the Wiffle Ball Tournament. Sawyer's grandma.
Yep.
Is she pretty good? I don't know if I've heard her.
She's better than me.
What?
That?
Really?
Somebody's
better than
doesn't
you.
Say much. I know. Let's see. Her brother is Rick Hine, right? And he's a singer. There's talent in that family. So I'm going to... If Sandy's willing to do it, I would say she's probably pretty good, or she wouldn't be sticking her nose out there.
And, Sandy's very talented. She's done many weddings and different events. So.
I guess I miss all of that.
Yep.
So, awesome. Dan and Sandy are just awesome people anyway, so I don't know. Even if she didn't do well, I'd still love it, because she's just smiling and happy all the time. She's a great person.
They both provide a lot of entertainment.
And the reason we chose the wiffle ball tournament, I just have to talk a little bit about Sawyer again, is because he loved wiffle ball. Him and his brothers and neighbors, which are his cousins, every day if it was nice out, they were going to be outside playing wiffle ball. And it's just so funny because, you know, before the boys had cell phones, it'd be one of the neighbor boys banging on our door, "Hey, wiffle ball game in 10 minutes. And everybody's getting their gear ready, going to the neighbors to play wiffle ball. And, like, they actually, in their yard, have dead spots where home plate is first, second, third. It's so cute. And those spots are still there. And the wiffle ball games still go on. And Sawyer's just now their angel in the outfield. But Sawyer was famous for his walk-off home runs. He was the youngest of all the players, and he was probably the best. And everybody always wanted him on his team. And he was pretty proud of that. So that's why we decided to do the wiffle ball tournament to honor him.
That's awesome.
I think all the kids had a lot of fun last year doing that.
Yep. I was out there for several hours and watched people of different ages and all that kind of stuff. Everybody was just having a ball.
You should come out on FR Radio next year and announce the whole
thing. All the people that care will already be there, and they don't need me. They're not going to be listening to me tell them.
Okay.
The people that care. The things that I think people should go to, we don't announce those. The high school basketball, we do it to promote it week after week. But we the things like the Jubilee, anybody that cares is already down there. We're not going to talk anybody into going down there. They're either going there or they're not, and they're not going to be listening to me telling them what's going on. They want to be there. So
I think I can say that the committee was just blown away and overjoyed of the turnout last year, and especially for the first year. And we've learned a lot of lessons. We've had a lot of takeaways, and you know, we're making some small changes here and there to improve the event for everybody. And I'm really excited about everything that we're doing this year. I think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And I think my overall opinion of being out there for a while was that you had everything. Everything that there belonged there, and everything that should have been there was there, and everything that was there belonged, but you can always do a couple little things different. Well, we maybe should do this a little earlier, or do this a little different, or something like that. And and you'll change stuff again the year after that, because things just change. So if you enjoyed it before, you're going to love it again.
Yep,
and
for sure.
It's a very good opportunity to give back to the community, because it is going to the Ninja Park, and to, if you're doing the auction stuff, get some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So bring your billfold, save up your money.
Yes.
And get out there and you know, what did you say, 85,000?
It was a little over 85,000 just from the benefit weekend. I'm not,
like when we were counting it, I think we were all shocked.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Did you have anything in mind where you were hoping to get to, or did you just really not have any idea, not having done it before?
I've been happy with 30,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was shooting for 50. Yeah. I really was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we felt like that was out of the park.
Yeah, and some people thought I was crazy. Yeah.
Not well, you are, but it has nothing to do with that.
Right. Thank you.
I think there were multiple times through the weekend where we cried.
Oh,
and we definitely felt so. Yeah, and we definitely felt Sawyer's
presence. The best picture of the whole weekend, though.
Yes. Which was?
Wait, you know, once it was all over, the committee just kind of let loose and
had fun.
And you
exactly
can, there are
what
pictures
you
demonstrating
do.
That, so.
That's exactly, are any of those on Facebook where we can go look at?
None of those have not been shared.
No. Right. Okay.
So another cool thing we are thinking of possibly doing, it's in the works, is working with the community club, hopefully, and doing maybe something on New Year's Eve, which more details will be announced on the Facebook page, the Sawyer page.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We're really excited about this, yeah. And I think they are just as excited.
Yeah, so we could...
But boys, we would really like girls in the club.
Right? You have Sayoda's eye.
You're right. It isn't... There's no defining. It's only men in the community club.
Yeah, it's not fair.
You have the Psi Iota's eye. We're copying you.
That's true. You're right.
So, I think that was discussed at one of the meetings. Well, they do it this way, so let's do it this way. So anyway, let's take another quick break. We'll come back and talk more about the Ninja Park, the Wiffle Ball Tournament, all the cool stuff that's going on that you girls are headlining, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
What's new at Wayne IGA? A lot. The store has been reorganized to make things easier to find, and they have new items in every department. More than 600 new items throughout the store. And there's more big news. Cooper Farms Turkey Breast is back. So stop by Wayne IGA and check out all the changes and new products. And be sure to stop by their deli and get your Cooper Farms turkey breast or smoked turkey breast sliced to order. New things are happening at Wayne IGA, your local store with a whole lot more. This Friday, the Indians boys will wrap up their regular season, hosting the New Bremen Cardinals, and there will be a lot more going on that night. It'll be a triple header, starting with the freshman game at 5, followed by the JV game, then the varsity game. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game, which can also be heard on the NFHS video. We'll have the Les Johnson shootout at halftime of the JV game, and senior night for boys basketball and our cheerleaders will take place between the JV and varsity games, with the Grand Lake Soundwaves singing our national anthem before the varsity game. Our Booster Bucks drawing will be after the first quarter and will honor the 1998-99 boys state runner-up team at halftime. This will be a big night for the finale of the boys' regular season, and you don't want to miss it, so be sure to get out to the Fortsite Fieldhouse on Friday night. But if you just can't get there in person, you can listen to the game live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back with Insight, and We're talking with the ladies from the Sawyer Overman Memorial. Is there an actual name for the committee or just for the events and things that are going on?
The 501c3 is Sawyer Overman Memorial. So, okay. You know, we keep saying wiffle ball, but we're going to have a lot more fun things in the works that. So.
Yes. But the wiffle ball is a really good thing that somebody like me can just go out and watch people have fun and of course you can also have fun watching people bid three times what it costs for a TV be donating money to a great cause. So that's also entertaining. So what else we need to talk about?
Well, just during the break here, we were talking about, you know, how much laundry all of us moms have to do. And pretty much every day we are washing a Sawyer shirt, a Jake shirt, and it's just...
Oh, yeah, the Jake David stuff.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, our kids have been through a lot at such a young age, just knowing lots of these kids and, you know, parents that have passed away. And, you know, they've been through a lot, and it's hard to see them grow or, you know, go through that. But doing things like this and... Mm-hmm. You know, it's just been, they love it. You know, what can we do to, you know, make this park happen? And they want to be involved, and they want to donate the money, and, you know, they want to get another Sawyer shirt, or they want another Jake shirt. I mean, that's literally pretty much all of our closets. So they've been through a lot, and, you know, I don't remember going through stuff like that when I was little, and it's hard to watch them go through that, but doing things like this.
But it seems like that... somehow those have made a positive made some sort of positive influence on these kids, and they I guess maybe I don't know how to describe it, but it's just this thing that people around here do that when something happens, everybody kind of gathers in and helps whatever. And sometimes, you know, like with the tornadoes, people, you know, before I talked to some young men that were like 18, 20 years old, very strong, able-bodied men that went out to help clean up stuff, and the police turned them away. There's too many people here. Yeah. And they got there half an hour after it happened, and the police said, we don't have room for anybody else. They can't, you had to park a mile away. They walked up there, and they turned them away, and they had to go back. So people want to help.
Mm-hmm. This community is amazing at taking a tragic event and somehow finding a silver lining. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's something that, I shouldn't say it's not something that we appreciate around here. I think everyone around here is aware of the benefit we have of it, but it's something you really appreciate when you look at what other communities might go through and don't see that support.
Yep.
We're so grateful, and we're so lucky to have a community that can take a tragic event and somehow bring a community together and bring people closer together.
Yeah. People want to help.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's going and picking up trash or helping them rebuild something. And other times it is getting $8,000for out of pennies, you know, or just being there to help. To go cheer on some of their buddies in the wiffle ball tournament, even if they don't spend any money, that doesn't make any difference. Yep. They are out there helping.
Well, can I say something? Sorry.
No, you can't say anything. That's,
please don't.
I'm sorry, Megan. I'm sorry, Megan. I just couldn't help it. Go ahead, Megan.
So, like Danielle was saying, how, you know, you always see every kid in like this Jake David or this Four Sawyer gear. Yeah. Can I also say, even when, because my oldest son was the same age as Sawyer.
Yeah.
And so he played on what team Sawyer would have played on. And I thought it was really cool because Matt Wendell incorporated in every single youth league tournament team. They had a Four Sawyer logo on their shirt. How neat is that?
Like,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. And did anybody even question why it's there?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Actually, nope. when he sent the team the shirt, I was like, that's the only thing I see. And I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
How cool.
Yes, it is. And it's, well, you know, we've said it 14 times already, but this community is a whole different set of people.
It is.
And not just Fort Recovery, but general area. But and there's pockets of that around, but in a lot of the rest of the country, you just don't see that. They're not They don't know each other. They don't love each other. They families move in and out of neighborhoods all the time. Nobody knows each other. And that's not how this is. It's just everybody loves and appreciates everybody else they have.
For sure.
Other stuff we want to talk about.
I just kind of want to mention even just the faith, you know, in our community, too, is kind of unbelievable. You know, our, you know, obviously our kids were also sad when this happened and stuff, but they were also envious of Sawyer that he got to be in heaven. And just the way that kids look at things different than what we do is just, you know, pretty cool.
And
too.
If I remember hearing stories correctly, he had a kind of a knack, something for talking about heaven. Are we able to talk about that, or is it going to be too tough?
I can talk about that because that makes me so proud. But yeah, before Sawyer passed away, he just would always. My mom had died about 3 months before Sawyer, and he would just always talk about how lucky Grandma was to go to heaven, and he can't wait to go to heaven and be with Grandma. And I'd tell him, "Oh yeah, Sawyer, someday you'll go to heaven, but you know you're going to be Grandpa, and not anytime soon." And he would. Just randomly, as I would help him get his shoes tied, just say, "I can't wait to go to heaven. I'm gonna not have to brush my teeth, eat all the candy I want, and never get a cavity. Oh, heaven's gonna be so great." Even
that is really pretty awesome.
Yeah. So even at our babysitter, which Megan's kids went to that same babysitter, and I'm sure they got a little rough wrestling sometimes. And I'm sure Amy had to probably tell him settle down a little bit, but so. She must have had to tell him that, you know, no more wrestling and stuff like that. But he said, "Amy, when I go to heaven, I'm not going to have to listen to your bulls no more," because he couldn't say his R's. So, like, you know, what would make him say that? Like, I just kind of...
Well, heaven is heaven. It's perfect. And, you know, I don't know if it will match what we want, but what we want will match what heaven is. We'll want to be there when we get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It may not be playing wiffle ball every day, but whatever it is what we will really want to do. Yeah. And it's just, you know, and for a young kid to kind of even have a concept of that is
right.
Yeah.
Man. I think he was prepping us. I mean, I think.
Well, you know, and his friends and everybody, you know, people like myself and other people that might know who he was but didn't know him, you know, that's a real thing. It's it's something important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart little guy.
Yeah, I think he maybe saved some souls, and if that was his purpose in life, I'm happy for that. But yeah, he was always talking about heaven. And even at Amy's also, they would hide behind the couch and he would tell his friends, "So when we go to heaven, we can do this and we're not going to get hurt and this and this and this and anything we want. We're not going to get hurt anymore in heaven."
Yep. Yeah. And that is how it is. Yeah. Anything you want will be there and it'll be perfect. Yep. So let's take another quick little break here. We'll come back. We'll kind of recap everything. And then we have, and run over anything else we might have missed, but we'll have pretty shortly Reed Knuth and some of the Frozen Junior cast coming in. And now they'll be talking with us. And that'll kind of technically be sports talk, but we'll run it all together and see how it goes. Be back in just a minute.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual Cancer Dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public, doors open at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So, just glad you girls didn't say any bad words. So.
We actually can't promise that. Yeah,
well, we'll edit it out so you don't hear it in the archives. Sure. You had to be listening live. You should have been listening live. You should have heard what these girls said when we thought we were off the air.
Right? So, it's their fault.
All of those things that you missed, you should have been listening live instead in the archives. So let's anything else that we missed, or we want to just go back and kind of
do a recap of
everything?
Yeah, I think we're just going to do a recap. So Okay. Like I said, benefit weekend, June 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars. We want to see everybody there. It's a fun weekend. I promise you, if you come out, you guys will have a ball.
Yes, I can promise that too.
Yeah, the other thing I want to go over how to donate again. Like I said, we are our own 501c3. The address to if you would like to donate it's just a Sawyer Everman Memorial, P.O. Box 341 in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is that also who they should make the check out to?
The check needs to be made out to the Sawyer Overman Memorial.
Okay.
That's correct, yes.
Yep.
And we also have Venmo, and it's just at Sawyer Overman Memorial, all spelled out. So, and I will let somebody else recap on the benefit. Or apparel, whatever you guys want to do. Sorry.
Yep, yeah, apparel and the benefit.
Well, if you want to follow us on the Facebook page, let me pull that up again, sorry. It's the Sawyer Overman Annual Wiffle Ball Benefit Weekend. We will have all of this information on there and like what will happen that weekend. But if anybody wants to recap
that. Yeah, and if you don't remember all those words, if you go on Facebook and type in, once you start, it's going to come up there, and all you have to do is click on it after you type a couple of words there. So, and that's going to get you a lot of that information.
Yep, just type in Sawyer Overman. You'll find it.
Yep.
Yep, and then soon we will have bingo tickets for sale, gun raffle tickets. We also have another raffle set that we're pretty excited about.
Are you allowed to tell us what that is yet?
Well, it's a backyard kind of patio set with all-weather furniture. Like, we're in love with this set.
Ooh.
It's awesome. Thanks to Brockman's Furniture, we have that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that like that poly stuff?
Yep.
And it's
Chairs are $800 a piece.
Yes.
And they are
very
awesome.
Nice.
They are beautiful and they're awesome.
A high table and chair set and a matching.
So that's a $10 million value.
Pretty much, yep.
I mean, that is nice stuff. If you walk by there, if you're going to Tin Cupboard or something, see that, I don't know if they have it out there this time of year, but when they have it out there, you're going, wow,
this is
really nice.
There, if anybody wants to pop in and look at the table and chairs at least.
Yep. And feel free to walk down to the park, see where it's going to be.
Yeah.
We're hoping to have a banner out there soon.
It will be out soon,
shows the future site of it. We're hoping to do like a thermometer thing too to show where we're at in funding whenever we finalize our quotes. But it's going to be fun, and we're excited.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, and it's going to be kind of near the batting cages when you go where you would normally park in the parking lot to go watch
west.
Yes. Oh, very good, Megan. Where you'd normally park to go watch the Little League games. So.
Yes. And another thing I have to say too is like when I first mentioned this to my friends, you know, and they told me how much it was going to cost, I never thought it would be a reality, but I'm like, that would be the perfect spot. So.
Yes.
To actually have that spot, it's awesome. We cannot thank
and again,
Buzz and Pat Hall and Randy Diller.
Yeah, but Buzz and Pat and they donated it, and Randy kind of coordinated everything, and they do a lot of stuff for the village. Yes. And I believe one of you might have mentioned that Perry Hull knew before almost anybody else did that he was probably going to be listening tonight, and he knew you guys were coming on.
There is exciting news for the Jubilee. Not that I want to tie it in, but Perry has been working on a dodgeball tournament. We'll talk about that at a later date, though.
And he's going to be like a demonstration type of thing. Is he bringing teams with him, or are they going to try to get
Perry,
local teams?
Perry, if you're still listening, call in.
I don't really know all that. Okay, and he might not have it all figured out yet either, but it's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, a lot of people see him on Facebook and all this stuff and go, wow, that's really something. And, you know, some people are going, I wouldn't do that in a heart. If you paid me $1 million, and other people would be, I'd be there in a heartbeat. You tell me when it is, I'm there. We're doing dodgeball, and he would probably kill you because it looks like he is like the professional. He's something else.
He just said you want me to call in.
We can, yeah. If did you say that Reed was going to be a little late? Let's have him call.
I can't also thank these girls enough and several of our other friends and family and the Wendell boys, my nephews, for running that whole wiffle ball tournament, and their girlfriends. They ran their butts off that whole weekend. Our feet hurt so bad on Monday. Yeah.
We're going to invest in new shoes.
We are buying new shoes.
Yep.
And really, thank yous for, I mean, that weekend and all of this takes so many people to make happen. Besides the committee, I mean, all the people who participate in the wiffle ball tournaments and coordinate it, all of the businesses who donate prizes, I mean, so many people, the Randys and the Buzzes, there's so many people we want to thank. We don't want to leave anybody off, and but we just want to end it with one big giant thank you.
Yeah, because there's, you know, obviously you girls are coordinate all of this. There's husbands and other family, grandmas and grandpas that have to take care of kids while you guys are doing all this stuff, and you know, you have to, somebody has to be taking care of stuff while things are going on. So you know, grandmas, grandpas, and people that just come out and watch and buy a couple of beers and buy some of the raffle tickets that you can throw in the buckets and see if you come out with a big old prize full of whatever it might be. And several of them, the ones I happened to noticed, had booze and cases of beer.
Those were for the adults.
Yeah,
we hope.
Well, yeah, probably.
But we don't check IDs at gift pickup. I'm not going to lie.
No, but they do at the bar.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure they do. So, anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I just like to say how amazing it is. Sean and Lisa, you guys are so strong. It's unbelievable, their strength. And
yes,
Lisa to be able to, I mean, she planned a lot of this benefit and to be able to do that. And yeah, it's
us all a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah. If only I could be as strong as her. Sorry. But yeah, we have some awesome friends, and those two are definitely an inspiration. They are pretty amazing.
And I hate to say it, but a big thank you to Sawyer for changing our community.
Absolutely.
Our lives.
Yeah, he's changed our community.
He has.
And it has been positive.
In a positive way, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, he might have ended up being the person who discovered the cure for cancer. I don't know if it could have been a bigger impact than what he's doing, because it's changed our community.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back, we hope, with Reed Knuth and the Frozen cast. We know we have some Frozen cast, and I'm pretty sure there's a couple of them that'll talk to us even before Mr. Knuth here gets here. So we'll be back with them and Technically Sports Talk right after a little bit here.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.